Welcome to Those Who Have Gone Before, a series that explores the lives of great Christians from our past. Here's your host, George Halima.
John Newton, author of the great hymn Amazing Grace, slave trader turned preacher, began his career of speaking when asked to tell his story in Liverpool, England, where he worked for customs, having abandoned his career as a ship captain due to poor health of both himself and his wife, Polly. You might say John's career as a preacher began as the result of his former life of debauchery as a ship captain. His language had been so filthy it shocked even the other sailors, and as a captain, he regularly took liberties with the slave girls on the ship. John felt at home as a preacher and decided to make the ministry his occupation. He was offered ordination by John Wesley, but turned it down. 5 years later, the Church of England changed their mind and ordained him, awarding him a small congregation in Olney, a poor town halfway between Liverpool and London, where John and Polly served for the next 16 years. John was not a good preacher, but his love, passion, and strength of convictions held his parishioners to follow faithfully. When he wrote his life story out of the depths, it brought him letters from across the country, including one from William Cooper, who had suffered two nervous breakdowns and was deeply encouraged by the book. They eventually became good friends, and John encouraged Cooper to write hymns, which he did. The two began collaborating, which eventually led to John writing his own hymns, including that great hymn, Amazing Grace.
Thanks for listening to Those Who Have Gone Before. All segments can be accessed on the website, georgeandlorraine.com.